Recorded Books presents Cold Iron by Stina Light, narrated by Michael Crouch, Morgan Hallett, and Susie Jackson.
Nels. Chapter 1. It was late, but Nels couldn't sleep. Worries concerning the morning's journey circled his skull until he grew to hate the look of his bed curtains. Worse, when he had slept, he'd had terrible nightmares. He told himself that prognostication didn't run in his family line, and the dreams were meaningless. Nothing seemed to help. The nightmares fomented feelings of nameless dread, until the need to flee his bedchamber in search of company was huge. Captain Karponen might still be awake, he thought. A fire in the hearth cast his room in ruddy shadows. Grabbing a thick velvet robe, he crept through his private parlor. Then he exited into the chilly darkness of the outer hallway, the door shutting behind him with a quiet click. Placing a hand on the cold stone wall, he shuffled into darkness. The sound of his feet against the palace's stately marble floors echoed down the hallway. There were no carpets. They had yet to be replaced, a casualty of one of Nels's pranks. Marble chilled his bare feet until it was painful to walk. His trailing fingers brushed against a painting, almost sending it crashing to the floor, but he caught it and straightened the picture as best he could in the dark. He then resumed his journey. Taking the first left, he spotted warm light pooling at the bottom of the door at the end. He listened before knocking, and then entered. In contrast to the rest of the palace, the captain's sitting room was spare and precise. As usual, it made entering seem like a visit to a foreign country. What furniture there was of Utlainen make, carved from birch and decorated in intricate geometric patterns. This, in contrast to the current Elidorian fashion of organic curves and swirls. A lone painting graced the wall above the fireplace. It was a landscape depicting an unfamiliar mountain and executed in loose brushstrokes. Unlike any work of art Nels had ever seen, it was his favorite. Up close, it appeared to be nothing but flat strokes of color. However, if he viewed it from across the room, the picture took on more depth and reality. Made of soft purples, blues, and greens, it had taken him an entire afternoon to realize that there was no black pigment in it at all. That in itself was unusual, given that it hung in a soldier's apartments. Nels had always assumed the painting originated from the kingdom of Utlain, like its owner. Never having been outside of Elidor, let alone the city of Jalokivi, he didn't know for sure. Nels surreptitiously shut the door behind him. His nose was immediately met with a comforting mix of old incense, warm candle wax, and burning charcoal. Captain Karponen paused, and then placed a wicked-looking dagger between a beeswax candle and his saber on the birchwood altar table. Several other items were arranged on the table surface, among them a small stoppered brown bottle, a black bowl of herbs, and a second ceramic bowl painted dark blue. The ornate blue bowl contained white sand and a single piece of glowing charcoal. "What are you doing?" Nels asked, eager to put his nightmares behind him. Karponen was dressed in a loose, worn evening robe of faded green linen decorated with an ornate Utlainen pattern. Even the cut of the sleeves was foreign. Nels hadn't seen anyone else in the palace wear anything like it, and he had the impression it was older than he was. The collar of a white silk nightshirt half escaped the frayed robe. "He's not wearing any black," Nels thought. It struck him as a little more than daring. He's in his own rooms. He can do what he wants, can't he?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?